Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 2 Corinthians 1, 3 to 4.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
From Hope Studios comes The Hopeful, a film inspired by real events. A true story set in 19th century New England in a community whose lives are transformed as they learn what it means to truly wait for Jesus. Starring Tommy Amber Puri, Gregory Wilson, and Bill Lake. The Hopeful, in theaters April 17th and 18th. More information is available at thehopefulmovie.com. Hope Studios, a supporter of Life Talk Radio.
Today's Bible verse is 2 Corinthians 1, 3-4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. As a ministry leader, I intentionally seek out those who have walked through hardship, not because I rejoice in the pain they experienced, but because I found those who endure difficulties and who actively pursue Christ in their pain, they develop a maturity, a profound compassion for others grown during life's most tumultuous storms. Today's passage explains why. When our circumstances feel more than we can bear and we turn to Christ, He fills our hearts with His strength. He speaks words of love to our souls and He increases our intimacy with Him. He comforts us. That experience changes us in a beautiful and holy way. Notice how today's passage begins with God, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. In fact, this is how he described himself to Moses, the man he chose to liberate his people after 400 years of slavery to Egypt in Exodus chapter 34, verse 6. After his newly rescued people had rebelled against him by worshiping a golden calf, he said, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. He is kind and tenderhearted towards us. He is abounding, overflowing with love and faithfulness. The one who sees our deepest hurts, cares about our pain, and draws us closer into his loving embrace. In Psalm 34, verse 18, we read, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. He's close to the hurting. When I consider this, along with today's passage, I am immediately reminded of how I feel toward my daughter. Now, if you have children, you know that gut-level response you feel when your kid suffers. When you see they're hurting, you don't wait for them to come to you. You bridge the gap. You go to them. And you pull them into your protective embrace. Today's passage tells us that God is the source of that emotion you feel towards your child, to your friend, or towards your spouse. He is the source of all compassion and love and every pure and holy and beautiful emotion you and I feel. And because our compassion comes from Him, because He is the perfect source, we know He feels more intensely for us than you and I do for whomever we love most. He continues to pursue us even when in our pain, we push him away, even when we feel unworthy and unseen. Jesus, God in the flesh, who said, when we see him, we see the Father, he provided numerous vivid examples of God's compassion. In Luke chapter 7, we read about a time when he encountered a funeral procession for a widow's only son. Verses 13 to 14 state, when the Lord saw her, he felt compassion for her, and he said to her, "Do not go on weeping." And he came up and touched the coffin, and the bearers came to a halt, and he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." He noticed this woman. He saw her pain, and he cared enough to stop and do something about it. Then there was his response to seeing men and women struggling to survive in our broken world. In Matthew 9, verse 36, we read, seeing the people, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and spirited like sheep without a shepherd. He fed the hungry. He healed the sick. He sought out those who people in power tossed out. He touched lepers and those society deemed unclean. He met people in their pain. He often transformed them through it and then unleashed them in their newly healed state to act as instruments of healing. Because that's his heart, beginning with us first and then extending through us to others as he actively advances against our world's darkness with light. For those of you weathering painful circumstances, who maybe feel alone in your pain, like God doesn't see you or doesn't care, hold tight to this truth. He sees you. He loves you. And he has moved in close, so very close, whether you can feel his presence or not, because in our pain, we may not. But his truth is greater than our emotions. His truth and his faithfulness is not dependent on how we feel. He will carry you through. More than that, he will create something eternally beautiful from your pain, a soul made whole and more reflective of him. And one day, he will use you to create something beautiful through someone else's pain as well. In the meantime, we draw near to him. We hold tight to him, and we rest in his soothing embrace. And for those who have experienced such profound tenderness from your Heavenly Father, stay alert for that person who is barely hanging on. See them and be the person whom God can use as an instrument of healing. See that person, be alert to that person that God wants to love through you. Let's pray. God of comfort, Father of compassion, thank you for comforting us in our weakness, in our pain, in our confusion, in our fears, in our anxieties. Thank you that your faithfulness is not dependent on our emotions. So whether we can feel you or not, your word promises that you are close to the brokenhearted. You move in and you bridge the gap between us. You surround us in your loving embrace. Help us to trust in that when we're struggling to believe that you care. Help us to trust in your truth above our emotions. And comfort us in our pain. We know that you do, and we praise you for that. And yet we just ask again that you would comfort us, that you would bring us to a place of healing, a place of maturity, a place of growth. And help us to remember those things. Help us to focus on the beauty that you are creating in this moment. And for those of us who have experienced your comfort, who have experienced your healing and transformation, help us to remain alert to those who are hurting, to those who feel unknown and unseen. Help us to remain alert to how you want to love them through us. May we reflect you, the God of comfort. May we be people of comfort. Use us as instruments of healing to bring comfort and love and soothing and encouragement to our broken world. It is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
G2 Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.